what are the logistics like in putting something of this size together?
It's pretty intimidating, to be honest. I'm already spending an alarming amount of my time working on the 2020 program, like right now, which is pretty mind-boggling. But it's a lot of fun as well. Like, I mean, it really is a dream job where you sort of get free rein to call up any writer in the world and say, hey, could I borrow a few you for a couple of days in May? But yes, there are hundreds and hundreds of events, but I'd be happy to run you through a couple of my top picks if that would work for you.
I would love to hear some of, I mean, it's very hard to pick some highlights, but yeah, if you wouldn't mind picking a few for us.
Yeah, lovely. So the theme of this year's festival is Lie to Me. So we'll be examining lies that we tell ourselves and each other across the program, as well as lies that we collectively tell as a country. But the very best place to sort of get a really nice tasting plate of the festival's top writers is at a storytelling event at Sydney Town Hall on the Saturday night of the festival, on the 4th of May, where much-loved compere Benjamin Law will be inviting a lineup of incredible festival guests to respond to the theme of Lie to Me. So I'm really hoping that we'll get some pretty dark and personal secrets revealed on stage. but it's an amazing lineup. It features playwright Patricia Cornelius, who just scooped up the really lucrative Wyndham Campbell Prize, former Green Senator Scott Ludlam, Tim Sopomisane, and international writers Oyinkan Braithwaite and Echi Tenokrun, as well as Naik Gori, who's a terrific comic writer from Melbourne, and Megan Washington is the musical guest. She has a fabulous song called I Believe You Liar, and I'm pretty sure she's going to treat us to that at the end of the show.
Was there anything particularly floating around in the zeitgeist right now that made you and your team think Lie to Me was the theme to go with this year?
You mean like a couple of consecutive election campaigns for the people in Sydney?
Well, it was one that recurred in the back of my mind, yeah.
Yeah. I originally thought of the idea of examining the truth, but I think lies are much more interesting, and the phrase lie to me invites a degree of complicity that I think is really interesting and something that we are really sort of involved in, particularly in a time of election campaigns. I also have to come clean because I feel like I can't lie about this program in particular, but it's the episode name of a key episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer in season 2, which has kind of stuck with me for about 20 years. So it's not a Buffy-themed festival, but it's just a really neat turn of phrase that I wanted to borrow.
I hadn't made the connection, but I do recall that episode, funnily enough, Michaela. Could you tell us a little bit about some of the other events that might be on? I mean, I know that the Sydney Writers Festival, one of the terrific things in the Sydney Writers Festival is quite often there are a few sort of quirky little free events as well.
Yeah, we've got a really amazing program called the Curiosity Lecture Series, where writers are invited to pitch us an idea that isn't related to their most recent book at all. So we've got Jane Caro, who's delivering a 40-minute lecture on why she's obsessed with Princess Diana, for instance. And Sam George Allen is talking about Kate Bush. We've got an international author who's a palliative care nurse talking about flies, maggots, and decomposition. And another international author, Adelaide Bonn, is talking about witches through history. So that's a really amazing way to sort of find out about something you probably have never considered for more than 30 seconds before, and to just really get an amazing, incredible and insightful deep dive into someone's sort of quite quirky personality that they're willing to just put out there for 45 minutes.
For those of us who haven't maybe attended some of these events in the past, because as I say, I mean, the program comes out, it is quite intimidating in its own right. Where would you actually suggest they start? Where would you suggest they start to maybe get their heads around what they could go and see?
Our website is actually super handy, and you can filter the program by areas of topic or interest, as well as just by day. So you can sort of work out your schedule that way. If you click on the website, swf.org.au, there's also a handy sort of welcome from me where I run through a couple of the highlights. But if you haven't read any of the books and sort of don't feel that you've got time to do the homework in the next 3 weeks before the festival kicks off, a really good general rule of thumb is if there's more than two or three people on stage, it's probably not necessary to have read a book before. So I'd really recommend going along to the opening night in particular, where three amazing international authors will be addressing the theme Lie to Me. People will probably be most familiar with Meg Wolitzer, who's the US author whose novel The Wife was just made into that terrific film featuring Glenn Close, which she should have won the Oscar this year for. So Meg will be talking about the different lies that have cropped up in her life, as well as Max Porter, who's written one of my favourite books ever, really, which has come out this week called Lanny, and Nama Kwame Ajay Brenyer, who wrote a terrific short story collection, Friday Black, which is just scooping up award after award in the States, is also speaking that evening. And it's like, that's a really amazing sort of evening of storytelling where it doesn't matter if you've read the books before. It's just a great thing to go along and listen to people speak.
And just as a final point, I mean, obviously we're approaching this in a great, a great number of ways in what can be seen and done for audiences if they choose to get along to the Sydney Writers Festival. But as you mentioned before, you speak to all these authors and ask if they can, if they can come along, if you can borrow a little bit of their time each and every year. For the authors, for those who are actually going to be speaking and taking part in these panels, just how meaningful is the Sydney Writers Festival for them? What's their experience like on the other side, on top of the stage?
I think it's really good, and I think I can say this with a great deal of confidence because my first experience of Sydney Writers Festival was coming to the festival as a programmed author in 2014, and I just had the most amazing time. I mean, writing is such a solitary act, and you sort of spend like an alarming amount of time locked up in your bedroom in your study just with your computer and not really interacting with other humans. So to be able to spend so many years working on something pretty selflessly and pretty privately, to then be able to come out and meet your public and as well as your fellow writers is a really amazing experience. And I think because we do have so many free events, it's a really nice chance for authors to connect with audiences who honestly probably haven't necessarily have heard of them before. They just wander into a stage and sit down and sort of just see what's happening. And that's a pretty amazing experience for both the audience and the writers, I think.
Tremendous. Well, best of luck, Michaela. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.